Okay, what I want to discuss today is an orifying topic in the broader sense. It's obviously related to the war. You know, Rav Shess has been passioning that for our yeshiva, we should say Avinu Malkeinu. We say it after Shacharis and after Mincha. That becomes standard practice. Rav Shess is in Shuvahs about this. Rav Shess feels that the recitation of Avinu Malkeinu is actually a Kim D'Raisa. That's written in this most recent Shuvah, that we know that the Ramban famously assumes that davening is the Rabbanon, but according to one opinion of the Ramban, davening is the right of the Eish Tzara. The Ramban, right, so being a focus Tainish, that the Zin of Tzvilah, the Eish Tzara, is different than the Zin of Tzvilah ordinarily, meaning that Tzvilah ordinarily, we spoke about this, Tzvilah, Eish Tzara, is just a Zin of Tzara. Tzara means this right, that you clean out and you don't practice it, etc. So Shepard felt that Vina Makimu is Jindai Rice. I think that's a big fetish. But nonetheless, that's where he passions. Now, the theme of Vina Makimu historically goes back to the time of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara in Tainus on Kote speaks about how Rabbi Eliezer ben Hortinus got up on the fast day. He died in 24 brachos. And then the Bakiva comes and he says, Avinu Malkeinu, and he is Ne'ene. Right? Now the Gemara says, both is that God and Isa. Now it says, Navi Amadosa, is that in Navi Amadosa. It's not that Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Akiva's Hortinus, it's just that Rabbi Akiva is Navi Amadosa. What does it mean, Navi Amadosa? What does that mean? So it probably means, if you look in the Mishista Shas, they quote like a million people who speak about these things. So they say that Navi Amadosa, the pshat is that Rabbi Akiva naturally was a quiet, timid person, and now he gets up and like screams of Avinu Malkeinu. Rabbi Akiva naturally had a taiva to do aveiros according to different shot, and he overcame the taiva. My Rav Mizosa is why Rabbi Akiva is answered. So the ka'ora, it would seem, just if you take that to fruition, that if you want Avinu Malkeinu to really work, you have to say Avinu Malkeinu. Right? The Gemara Nasa Shonis on Tazayin says, Avinu Malkeinu, right? Avinu Malkeinu, Kopshot. Right? So being Avinu Malkeinu is certainly a very positive thing, and that should be the focus of the Avinu Malkeinu. Now, there is a discussion in the Ran in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tes. He quotes in the Via Barceloni that you don't say Avinu Malkeinu in Rosh Hashanah quotes on Shabbos. But the Ran quotes other Rishonim who disagree. That's Daf Tes. On and off, the Daf Tes arrest. There were two men hugging, it's open the Shuva of the Rivasim and Tafkot Yedeis. There were two men hugging about whether they said Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos or not. The Rivas writes, and my community in Saragossa, we do say it, but in Barcelona, they don't say it. And he likes the Minig of Barcelona, then he's on the Midlife, right? The Via Barcelona, right, the Minig of Barcelona, it just all fits in very well. So how come we don't say Avinu Malkeinu? Our practice is, among Ashkenaz, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. I mean, it's part of the Kafakai Mesh, but they do say it on Shabbos. How come standard stuff is Rosh Hashanah, Halayos, the Shabbos, we don't say it. Yom HaShihul, Halayos, the Shabbos, we only say it at Ne'ilah, in La'af Shavei Masai. Right, so what's the pshat that we don't say on Shabbos? So if you look in the Levush and Simin, Tavkuf Pei Daled, the Levush has two perushim. One pshat is that the Avinu Malkeinu is the Makom Tfilas Yudtes. The Avinu Malkeinu is representative of Shmona Esrei. And he goes through all the lines in the Avinu Malkeinu and how they parallel the Bakashos in Shmona Esrei. That's what the Levush says. Avinu Malkeinu Chatzon Lefanecha is like the Atachonim by the Rosh about Chay, Tashi Venu, Tashi Venu, Tashi Venu, Shiva Shlomo Lepanecha, Shvacha Kula Shlomo Lepanecha, Shvacha Kula Shlomo. These are brachos in the Shmona Esrei. It's interesting that these brachos do not go in order. Right? But, okay, that's one approach that the Levush gives. The other approach that Levush gives is that you don't say Avinu Malkeinu on and therefore the Levush says that you only say Avinu Malkeinu on Yom Tov, as on Hashem, you don't say it on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you would now say Tfilat Yitzet. You wouldn't say Shmoneh Nesheh anyway. Since you wouldn't say Shmoneh Nesheh anyway, so therefore, you would not say Avinu Malkeinu. The other Mahalach of the Levus is Avinu Malkeinu is a Tachanon. And we don't say Tachanon on Shabbos, so therefore you don't say Tachanon, you don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos also. Now, the Levus says that he doesn't like the Pshat that it's Mishim Tachanon. He says because Rosh Hashanah, so much of our tefillah, the slichus, is our tachnunim, so it can't be that. The reason you don't say Avinu Malkeinu is based on tachnun. It happens that if you look on the, in looking at the Elyeh Rabbah, on that Levush, it's called Kofi Dala, the Elyeh Rabbah says, look in the Tshuva, the Yifas, the answer to this Tasha. You see, we don't say tachnun on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Why not? Why don't we say tachnun on Shabbos and Yom Kippur? So the important on Shabbos for Chol Shabbos. We'll talk about Yom Kippur in a minute. Why don't we say tachnunim? So what Mahalat is that you don't say tachnunim because Yerushalmi says that you're not allowed to do bakashas tzrachim on Shabbos. Right? Yerushalmi asks the Kasha, are you allowed to say Re'enu Zolenu on Shabbos, Parnasenu? Yerushalmi gives an answer that it's okay because it is Tokas Bracha. So it's a chelet of Birchas HaMazon, Birchas HaTeis. The Yibash writes that you say Shlichas on Rosh Hashanah because the Shlichas on Rosh Hashanah is Tokas Bracha. It's a chelet of the davening. But you don't say Avinu Malkeinu because Avinu Malkeinu is going to be after the davening, and that is the Yisod of the Yibash. That answers the Mavush's Kasha. Mavush asks, how come we don't say how come one approaches you don't say Avinu Malkeinu because it's Tachnunim? The answer could be that no, right? We do say Tachnunim and then Tachfilah because it's Tokas Bracha. That's what Yerushalmi says. Okay, so that's already, that's like an interesting approach. Now these two Mahalchim as to whether Avinu Malkeinu is fundamentally like Tachfilah or Avinu Malkeinu is like Tachanun seems to be connected to two different minhagim regarding Avinu Malkeinu. First of all, do you stand up during Avinu Malkeinu? Do you sit down? So our practice is that we open the Aron Kodesh and you stand. It happens that the Chaz Yeh, the Yeh, the Yeh, the Yeh, the Moshe has to prove and say, okay, that the Esrim, you don't have to stand when the Aron Kodesh is open. The Sifrei Torah is in a different Rishosh. You don't have to stand. There are some minutes that we stand up, but it's really not absolutely required to stand up. But it could be that if Avinu Malkeinu is based on Tefillah, that's why you should stand up. The Elyeh Rabbah is quoted as saying that no, that you sit down during Avinu Malkeinu. Of course, if it's Tachanun, you sit down. If it's Tefillah, you stand up. In the Siddur of Chabad, in the Alphabet of the Siddur, Avinu Malkeinu is said after Tachanun every day. After Tachanun every day, like when we say Shomer, Yisrael, etc. So before that, they have four lines, what they call Avinu Malkeinu HaKasar. Avinu Malkeinu Avinu Asa, Avinu Malkeinu Anu Melech Ala Asa, Avinu Malkeinu. They have four stanzas. It could be those four stanzas, by the way, are the original Avinu Malkeinu in the Gemara in Tainus Chatei. There are two different, there are, I don't know, a few different Yerushalmis in the Gemara. I didn't check all of yourselves, but the Rabbeinu Hanano has six stanzas of Avinu Malkeinu in the Gemara. There are some Yerushalmis that have four stanzas, and that's exactly what Chabad has. So Chabad is saying Avinu Malkeinu after Tachanun. There's almost like a longer version of Tachanun. Our practice, most people who dive in Nusach Hashkenaz, the practice is that you say Avinu Malkeinu right after Shmoneh Nesheh. That would mean that's like a Hamshech Mitzvah, Chabad, right? You could say it's like Tachanun right after Tefillah also, but Chabad, I think, emphasizes that there is Tachanun by saying it as a Tefillah of Tachanun at the end of davening. So you say Avinu Malkeinu on Erev Shabbos at Mincha. So again, there's two different minhagim. Right, Erev Shabbos and Tehi Daven of Shmoneh Esrei. So according to being Yukhes Brachos, so you say Avinu Malkeinu. If it's not Tachanun, so we don't say Tachanun Erev Shabbos at Mincha. Okay, those are some of the issues, yeah. We say that in Yeshiva on Nimpan Erev Shabbos, and we say it on Shabbos itself, yeah. So why do we say it on Shabbos itself? Right, so the Gemara in Tainus Kof Beis says that, the Gemara in Tainus Kof Beis says that when there's a son of Osan Yom, let's say someone is taken captive that day, so you could say, to be Marian. You could dive in, right, with the call screaming on Shabbos also. And that same Shubin Rivas, in Kof Kof Beis, he says it could save on Shabbos if there is a Shakana La Osa Hayom. So that's the scepter assumes that's Takanos Hayom, and so we say it by the entire Shabbos. You say it on Shabbos itself, even though you don't say Avinu Malkeinu, Rosh Hashanah Chali of the Shabbos. Now it's considered a real soda. Now part of this issue is whether there is a din of She'elas Tzachem on Shabbos. Right? Now when Hoshe's first Mahalach is that you could say it. It's just you only say it when you say Shmaina Esther. The second Mahalach is that you don't say Avinu Malkeinu because of Tachanunim and there's an Isser She'elas Tzachem. It's not so pleasant as an Isser She'elas Tzachem on Shabbos. Not pleasant at all. You see, how come we don't say how come we don't talk in Yud Kesh on Shabbos? How come we don't say Kol Shmoneh Esrei? So the Baruch says, well, after Kol Rabbanan. Right? The Baruch says, it's too much of a tirfa. Apparently, you're going to have a long davening, you're not going to get to your meal quickly, it's going to stare the only Shabbos. So that's the logical. Fundamentally, we're talking you should say Yud Kesh, so therefore, if you're the absent-minded professor, and you keep on going, you say Atapan Ladam Dash, etc. on the Shabbos, then you keep on going. And then my Rebbe in high school, Rebbe Yoshua Kalish, he asked a question to us, what happens if you're an absent-minded professor, and you keep on going in Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, and then you say the same bracha instead of the same Talamotel bracha. Right? You mess up at that point. That's already advanced Talmud. That's like an interesting question that he raised. So this is the Shalosh Tzachim. So the Baal Pei sounds like that's a notice of Shalosh Tzachim. You should daven Shmona Esrei and Shabbos. And Shalom writes that the reason why we say Havdolah in the Baruch of Chenin Hadash, right, how can you say Havdolah? Because of Yerushalmi, we're going to ask for Chenin Hadash, we're going to ask for the real Shalosh Tzachim. So you want to say Havdolah before that. Right? You get an impression, the process, that there's an isher of She'elas Tzachim, according to Yerushalmi. That's what Yerushalmi asks, is it mutter to say Re'einu Zunenu on Shabbos? Yerushalmi answers that for Shulchan Bracha it's okay. You get an impression of Yerushalmi that it is mamish an isher. Now it's not so pushy though, that it's really an isher. You see, the way Yerushalmi says it, is that we don't do She'elas Tzachim on you don't say the bracha of Shmei Nesrei until you say Havdalah and Chenin Hadash, just like you don't do Malacha before Havdalah. That's the still true in the Yerushalmi. So there's a famous essay that Rav Soloveitchik has in Perchas Chesed of the Shabbos about what exactly is the nature of the Isser before of the Malacha before Havdalah. Is the pshat that like Shabbos continues, and therefore there's an Isser Malacha? Or is it the pshat that no, Shabbos is over, but I'm not allowed to do my own activities before Havdalah. So let's take a hint to my own activities that you spoke about before davening. Right? I'm not supposed to do my own activities before Kiddush, etc. You shouldn't get involved in your own activities. It's either Zera, Shemi Yimashi. That's what Rebelho writes in his speech. So Rebelho thinks that that's the truth. And therefore, this din applies before you say, according to the Rift, it applies before you say the Havdalah Alakos. Because the idea is before you do Havdalah HaKos, you don't want you to get involved in any activities, right? So, the Mela, you don't want to do Malacha at that point. The round race, however, that the Pshat is, that not before Havdalah HaKos, but before you say any Lashon of Havdalah. In other words, according to the round, the Chorosh Shabbos continues. Once I end Shabbos, I'm allowed to, what's it called? Once I end Shabbos, so then I'm allowed to do Malacha. According to the Rif, it's not a din in ending Shabbos, it's a din in Havdalah HaKadosh. Right? It says in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to do small malachas before Havdalah. You're allowed to, let's say, light the Havdalah candle. Maybe that's a malacha. How do you light the Havdalah candle? Parishes. Then we came to big malacha. I'm allowed to carry. Right? Parishes, the din according to the Rif is not an Isser malacha. It's just a Gezeirah Shema Yimashik. Now the fact that you show me, I saw this idea in the Avram Gervitz's Sefer Arachom, I hope it's true, but page Shina, I wasn't following, because according to you show me, we compare this Isher Elash Tzachim on Shabbos to the Isher of Ashiyas Malacha before Havdalah, so last after does that mean that there's an Isher Malacha, or there's an Isher She'elash Tzachim? Right? Could be that Asher. It could be that you shouldn't do it, because in Rabbi, Shemi Yimashek. worry that you're going to keep on going and going and going, and you're going to forget to do Havdalah. You're going to forget to do Havdalah Kaish. So that could mean that according to Yerushalmi, the pshat is that there's be'etzem no iser in She'ilash Tzvotim on Shabbos also. Now, this question, whether there's an iser She'ilash Tzvotim on Shabbos, probably relates to the Avinu Malkeinu issue that we spoke about beforehand, the way the Lavos said it. Lavos is assuming it's two separate dinim, but Lavdav does it two separate dinim, like we pointed out. Now, it's worth noting that although we don't say She'ilash Tzvotim on Shabbos, we sort of do. We say Harachamot and Berkas HaMazon. Do you ever enter Shabbos' house on Shabbos? Like he doesn't say Harachamot. He says, only doing it. The Meister Rebbe says he doesn't say Harachamot. If I were looking to see my friend Shmuel Marcus, he's a Caribbean lander, he wrote an article in the Beis Yitzchak, volume 29, which is dedicated to his grandfather, for Byron Salvatius. So he wrote an article about the Isser Shalosh Tzvotim on Shabbos. And, you know, he quotes that Rabban Lichtenstein said to Shem Reb Chayyim that you shouldn't say you come forth on Shabbos. You come forth on the Shalosh Tzvotim. Right? Lamaisha, it's not so kasha, right, that there's an Isser Shalosh Tzvotim on Shabbos. On Yontif. So the assumption is that we don't do Shalosh Tzvotim. Then, on Yontif, we open the Aron Kodesh, we say, HaShalosh Tzvotim HaRachim B'chan, you say, you're bonus Shalosh. There's an Isser Shalosh Tzvotim, because it's going to share your own Shabbos. So culture came in Yontif, there should be an Isser, because there's a dance from Chash Yontif. So, it's hard to know the answer. They quote the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said, that the Yom HaShi Shabbat Sayin Atash, that the Rabbonu Shalom rested on Shabbos, we should act like the Rabbonu Shalom rested on Shabbos also, and Rashi Alatari writes that we should think about Shabbos ki'ilu komalach v'pashuya. That like everything that you're supposed to do is done. All the tests you're supposed to study for, it's done. Yom Kippur is no such thing. That's all done. Right? That's a special halacha for Indian, that's a special halacha for Indian Shabbos. When you go to the Avinu Malkeinu, so again, each line, Minah Magefa Minah Halasefa, Minah Halasefa, the Pesukim in Shmuel Beis, they refer to specifically Eretz Yisrael. Right? We're davening that there should not be a Magefa in Eretz Yisrael. There's an interesting line in the Shibboleth Halakha. Shibboleth Halakha, in the Nech Pizayin, right, the Avinu Malkeinu is Halal. And like everyone scratches their head, like, what the heck is that? Avinu Malkeinu is Halal? Like, how? So Rabbi Avram Gervich, and his essay says, it's not the pshat that Avinu Malkeinu is halal, it's that we say Avinu Malkeinu b'makom halal. Right? We say halal after that. We say halal after Chodesh Hashas, after Shmoneh Esrei, probably because the din of davening is Shabbat HaKadosh and Hodah. Halal is like an extended form of Hodah. Certain Zomim on the year, you have a longer Hodah, that's the pshat in halal. So that would be why halal comes after... Right? Avinu Malkeinu comes to Makom Halal, meaning not that it's a replacement for Halal, but in the Makom Sphira of Halal. Similarly, could be the Pshat of Hachanun is that Hachanun, the Gemara of Messiah says, is like a school that your Sphira should be Mekuvo. So therefore, you say Avinu Malkeinu is Hachanun right after. Now, the Elie Rabbah writes that even if you say Avinu Malkeinu standing up, and even if all of Avinu Malkeinu is like a Sahaka, I don't deserve anything. That's the chat. Therefore, the Ali Rabbah says that you should sit down for that line. There's a much open to Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid said that if I go to a store and I ask to sell me stuff, and I'm begging the guy, like, the price, I want to buy it, etc., etc., and finally the guy agrees to sell me, and I say, by the way, I have no money. Okay? So that's the set of Avinu Malkeinu, Chanei Vaneinu, Kim Banu Hashem, that we're downing through Banu Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us for us, help us for you, right? Instead of finally you say, in Banu Hashem, it's not a Tachna, we don't deserve anything at all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do it. There's a few lines in Avinu Malkeinu, HaSeilam Man HaRugam Hashem Kachapa, HaSeilam Man Shabukam Yichudepa, those lines are only found in Mishra Pashkenaz. Mishra Pashkenaz, because of the Crusades, focused a lot on martyrdom, they would add these lines of Avinu Malkeinu, and discarding the Skatos, they don't say this at all. There's a nice article in the Mayanot Journal number 9, not Mayanot the High School, Mayanot Journal number 9, where they talk about, Mayanot is the world scientist organization had a kovetz about how to teach. So they say that, like, Avinu Malkeinu is like one of the best things to teach kids. to say Kamamish. First of all, the language is easy. The Kamamish relates to it. So they go through a lot of these Yasodas of Avinu Malkeinu, and they make many of these points that we made. So these are, again, some of the Dinim and the Minhagim of Avinu Malkeinu. Whether Avinu Malkeinu is the Makom Tfilas Yotzeh, sometimes fit in some of the Yasodas that they had 18 stanzas of Avinu Malkeinu. We don't have that. We have like 35 or something. The idea is the Master Rishi writes that there was an original short of Avinu Malkeinu, and they realized that it's answered, so therefore they added on more. It could be the finish of Rebbe Akiva, but saying Avinu Malkeinu together is his finish. That Avinu represents a certain closeness to Rebbe Akiva, Malkeinu represents a distance, right? These ideas are not found anywhere in Tanakh. No one can actually have the words Avinu connected to the word Malkeinu. That's something, they call this the paradox of encounter. Right? That's something that doesn't exist anywhere. In Tanakh, it was by the Kiddush of Rebbe Akiva. So, I'm just trying to understand Avinu Malkeinu because it's something we've been adding on to. Thank you for listening.